This is Mohammed Ezra, OHM ED, NASSER, dictated for Dr. Meher Elder. Third service is January 25, 2013. Patient name is Glenda Walker, G L E N D A W A L K E R. Date of birth is 4/10/1951. Primary care physician, please call and paste primary care physician information on page 1 of note of December 14, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Walker in a cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is a very pleasant 61-year-old African-American lady with best cardiology statistics for hypertension, hypertension, diabetes, moderate bronchial asthma, and peripheral neuropathy. She entered cardiology clinic today for a follow up visit. Today's visit. She's doing relatively well, enjoying her regular state of health. However, she denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, PND, lower extremity edema, skin color change, varicose veins, or any claudications. She also denies any palpitations, dizziness, presyncope, or syncope attacks.
Next paragraph, current medications.
She's complaining today of back pain and shoulder pain, where she has been referred to her primary care physician and her rheumatologist to further assess this issue. For your next paragraph, past medical history. One, hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number diabetes mellitus, next number bronchial asthma, next number history of stroke, next number peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, past surgical history, history of CC section and tubal ligation. Period, next paragraph, family history positive for hypertension, diabetes. Period, next paragraph, allergies, patient is not known to have any drug allergies. Period, next paragraph, current medication, please cut and paste current medications on page 2 of note of December 14, 2012. Period, next paragraph. Physical examination, vital signs at today's visit. Blood pressure is 139/89, pulse is 55, weight is 272 pounds, height is 5 feet 8 inches. Period. Please copy paste normal physical exam template. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigation.
September 21st. Okay. EKG done today, January 25th, 2013. Showing a ventricular rate of 74%. Non-specific
STP
wave changes.
EKG done on December 7th, 2012. Left ventricular rate of 59, BPM atrial rate 59, PRNF 132, QRS of 36 ms, QT 436 ms. Sinus radicated, non-specific STP and T wave abnormalities, abnormal EKG, and non-specific T wave abnormalities in inferior leads, non-specific T wave abnormalities, no abnormalities in the anterior leads. Period of 24 health monitor done on July 27, 2012. Showed an average heart rate of 61 BPM, normal heart rate of 49 BPM, with maximum heart rate of 90 BPM, ventricular ectopic activity consists of 11 beats, of which 10 were in single PVCs and 1 was interpreted PVC. Supraventricular ectopic activities consist of 43 beats, of which 10 were in 3 runs, 2 were in atrial couplets, and 31 were single PACs. Period. Next paragraph. Carotid ultrasound duplex study as done September 21, 2012. Showed mild amount of atherosclerotic plaque noted in the right and the left of maximal ICA without increasing velocities. Mild interval thickening throughout the rest of the carotid artery system, with flares correlated to 1 to 39. Stenosis by lateral ventricular artery flow was or anterograde by lateral. Period. Next paragraph. Arterial ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on September 21, 2012. Showed right and left lower extremity arterial velocities of plaque level correlated to less than 30% stenosis bilaterally. Spectrum plate targeted. MyUV perfusion myocardial scan. Lexi scan. Done on December 12th, 2012 showed normal plantar and expect MyUV perfusion myocardial scan. Following administration of Lexi scan, examination of the wall motion shows normal and homogeneous contraction of the left ventricle with no evidence of akinesias, hypokinesias, or dyskinesias. There is also normal wall thickening. Left ventricular ejection fraction is 70%. Period. Next paragraph. Renal vascular ultrasound with Doppler evaluation done on July 27, 2012 showed a normal renal aortic ratio of less than 3.5 asymmetric right and left kidney size, with right kidney appearing smaller in size. Normal right and left renal arteries with no evidence of renal artery stenosis based on velocity. Celiac artery and SMA are normal based on no velocities. No evidence of abdominal aortic aneurysm is visualized. Next paragraph, ankle brachial index done on July 27, 2012 showed ABI on the right side of 1.48. And on the left side is 0.35, which is abnormal. Period. Next paragraph. Pulmonary function test done on July 27, 2012 showed FVC of 1.85, which is 70% of the predicted. FEV1 of 1.40, which is 70% of the predicted. And FEV1 to FVC ratio of 0.755, which is 89% of the predicted. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiolite test done on June 14, 2012 showed negative for ischemia on this first echocardiogram. Next paragraph. Ultrasound duplex leads with lower extremities bilaterally done on February 23. And showed no evidence of bilaterally lower extremity DVT. Next paragraph. Assessment plan. Coronary disease screening. The patient is a status post lexican stress test, which is done on December 2012, with a negative for the presence of any reversible ischemia. The patient was most recently is denying any chest pain, but has been complaining of shortness of breath. We're also considering non-cardiac cause. We also recommend to perform a 2D echocardiogram now. The left ventricular systolic function. Patients to follow up with the results on the next visit. Next number, hypertension, today's patient's blood pressure on today's visit. Blood pressure is 139 over 89, which is relatively okay. Period. Recommend the patient to adhere to a strict low-salt, low-fat diet and continue this same medication regimen. We will continue to monitor her hypertension and patients to follow up with their primary care physician. Period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Patient to follow up with the primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs. Period. Next number, diabetes mellitus. Patients to follow up with their primary care physician for tight glycemic control and to keep her HbA1c below 7. Next number, coronary disease screening. The patient most recent 2012. Ultrasound. Duplex showed a 139% stenosis bilaterally with anterior grade flow. In the vertebral, patient is asymptomatic, then has any dizziness, blurred vision, weakness, numbness in the extremities. She is continuing on the same medication regimen, and we will continue to monitor patient's results to follow up with her primary care physician. Next time, bronchial asthma. Patient is to follow up with the primary care physician for this regard. Period. Next number. Valvular heart disease. Due to her pulmonary hypertension, patient is risk 4.
Next number, have attention on today's
pulmonary regurg. Period. We ask out the patient. Do the echocardiogram.
Patient is to adhere to his medication regime.
To further assess.
Adhere to a strict low salt, low fat.
Her pulmonary regurg. Period. Patient is to continue her current.
Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is
medication regimen.
For lipid profile testing.
And is to follow up with us.
LFTs. Period.
In 2 weeks to go over results for exam. Period. Thank you very much for those. To participate in the care of Ms. Walker, WALKER. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns at this time. We will see her back in our clinic in 2 weeks or sooner if necessary. And then we'll actually follow up with a primary care physician. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, MGMED, NASSER, medical student, dictating for Dr. Mayor Elder with all board certifications. This is an education. Thank you.